I don't have an intro, I don't have an outro, but let's just start. Daily Minutes Unscripted. I'm not even sure if I will keep it unscripted. First episode of a new podcast to be. I'm considering to make an English version of my Dutch podcast, DMPS, Daily Minutes Popular Science. Those are all scripted, but to save time, I'm considering to do this one's unscripted. Daily Minutes is a podcast about popular science, but it has several subjects about ham radio, which is a hobby of mine. And previously I had a podcast specialized in ham radio, but I really like to do other subjects as well. I'm not concentrating on the big matters like the galaxy or chemistry or physics to a large extent. It's more the little things that amazes people. Why does it look like you always have to wait the longest on a traffic light and the others are let through much faster than you? That kind of things. If you drop your smartphone, why does it land on the display most of the time? And is it true that that happens? That are the things that that will be covered by Daily Minutes Unscripted. I think the first couple of episodes will not be perfect. I first will have to settle in. And I think it is different because I don't script, but and I really don't know whether it will work. Well, in Dutch, most of the time, I talk much too long, so I don't know how that will work out in English. I think that will be most probably just the same. The target of an episode will be 5 minutes, which is also more or less dictated by the radio station where Daily Minutes in Dutch is also broadcast. I aim at 5 minutes for one episode, but if I do it by heart, most of the time it will be more than 8 minutes. So we will see. I think my first podcast was in the first year that podcasts were there, around 2003, I guess. Not completely sure of the number, but it will be about there. My internet provider, which had a lot of experimental services, introduced a podcast service. And I was one of the first three or five that embraced that. Well, the first podcast. I don't like to mention I did. I think I did one with only not even complete words, but rather sounds. From about, I think it was 12 seconds. That was the first one. And then they became longer and experimental and, well, not in many cases, not even the trouble of listening with, but I improved. I have done similar things before the podcast as well. I was also one of the first ones that experimented with streaming in real audio at the time and real video, which was an image that was not much larger than a stamp, than a small stamp on a big screen, but it was moving television, as a contrary to slow scan TV, which has still images. I think images via radio is one of the most amazing things there are, but also if you succeed in broadcasting a JPEG. Right now on Mighty KBC, I'm experimenting with it in DRM mode, with the program EasyDRF. We have to see how that works out. But in the past, it really worked well. DRM is very robust and it's quite fast. But it's complicated and you can only transmit it if you have no distortion, which with other modes is much easier. If you have MFSK, which also is multi-carrier, the carriers own only at one frequency at the same time, and DRM and also 3DV and some others have several carriers with 3DV, 15 I guess, that are not only simultaneously transmitting but also are phase coherent, so they are locked into each other, and that causes an amount of amplitude modulation in which you can't have any distortion. So but it's an interesting subject. But ham radio and these kind of electronics will, just like with Daily Minutes Popular Science in Dutch, it has an English title. But just like there, it will be from 7 episodes, I guess 2 or maybe 3 will be ham radio or similar subjects. I do a lot about propagation, which is one of my favorite subjects. Another one is antenna construction. There's a lot of myths about that, and a lot of people saying they know a lot about that. And many things are not completely solid. If you have an antenna in company of much other antennas, well, it obviously will work much different than a solitary antenna on a high tower. So if you say it's the best antenna for that frequency or that kind of use, you can't say that. And that makes it difficult. I will also talk about my cats. Cats are, of course, a popular subject on the internet. I have 2 kittens, which are 10 months old, I guess. They are a handful, 2 hands full. Terribly. One of them can scream for 3 hours if he doesn't get his way. Really. And he is on the other side of the office door, so he does that also when I'm recording. But at the same time, it's a very, very sweet cat. And from the first seconds, we had a link, and his sister as well. I went for one of the kittens, and not planning to have a second within 6 months, and maybe. But I came home with the 2 of them. They are absolutely similar, although one is a girl and the other a boy. But and if I see them together, one is a bit bigger, quite a bit bigger than the other. The male is quite large and heavy. But if you see one of them, you can't see that and you can't tell. So most often I first time use the first name, and then he or she looks amazed. And and then I see that and correct it. So since a few weeks I gave Luna a pink address tube. And Milo already had a silver one. So that is why I most of the time now can't tell the difference. Well, should this work as a first episode? I guess it's not perfect. I think I have to edit some things out. And I hope I can do that without you hearing it.